Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll get an update from the Minneapolis VA, check in with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, and hear from the Minnesota National Guard's senior enlisted advisor. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
As we celebrate Father's Day this weekend, I want to recognize all the fathers and grandfathers in our military family. To the fathers that serve, thank you for your service and dedication to our state and country. Balancing the demands of military and family life is not easy. It's inspiring to see service members take on that challenge so willingly. We can't forget to acknowledge the fathers and husbands of our service members. It's difficult whenever a son, daughter, or spouse is deployed. The love and support you provide makes it easier for all of us to serve at home and overseas. Please join me in wishing all the dads out there a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Lara Carson is an RN who has worked with the Minneapolis VA for over 30 years. For the last 4.5 years, she has overseen the MyHealth EVET-connected health operations at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And Lara, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
So glad to be back on here about our virtual tech meet that we have today. It's my pleasure to be here.
Lara, now you've been at the Minneapolis VA for quite a while now, and you worked in a number of different specialties over those years. Could you share those with us?
So I have a fairly extensive background. I've worked for quite some time in med-surg, did some oncology, chemotherapy treatment, and then I spent 15 years in the gastroenterology section, assisting with procedures such as colonoscopies and endoscopies, and also was liver transplant coordinator for the Minneapolis VA for 15 years. About 4.5 years ago, I came to the My Healthy Vet section, where my position has blossomed as technology starts to bloom all over the place. The need for expansion for our technology for our veterans has blossomed my team from one person to four, and we call ourselves the Connected Health Team.
So, Lara, you've been taking care of our veterans out there for a long time. Are they taking to the changes in technology easy, or is that coming a little hard to some of the veterans?
Well, I would say that the veterans are probably the most versatile people I've ever met. I would say many of you learned trades in the military that you might never have ever fathomed learning. And you would be surprised. You would think that somebody that was 90 years old wouldn't use a cell phone. But then we get a veteran coming on in here. He's got the weather app on his phone, and he's telling you all about the storm that's coming. And we have other vets that are, you know, they're ham radio operators and doing a ton of other things, and they know all about technology, and they pull out their iPads and take notes on them, and it's just amazing to me how versatile our veterans are.
So they're eager to learn new things, and especially when it can help them communicate with their doctors and nurses and the Minneapolis VA. I know, Lara, that a few years back when I was introduced to MyHealth EVET, I thought, what's this all about? But I have to tell you, ordering prescriptions online, if I've got a question about a prescription, I can use the messaging. If I want to get anything scheduled, it sure makes it easy. And I'm a big fan of MyHealth EVET, and I don't think I even use a whole lot of it.
Well, I think there are so many options with MyHealthy Vet, and would you believe that MyHealthy Vet's been around for 15 years? And when it started out, it was just a website, but it has gone from just a website to so much more. You can order medications, you can create medication lists, you can look at your images. Can you believe that you can actually look at your own radiology images on MyHealthy Vet now, which is a huge adjustment for us to have that option available for patients. You're able to you're able to see all your appointments as well as schedule some appointments online now. Now, obviously, in light of the pandemic, we have turned that feature off for a brief amount of time, but we expect to be going back to regular programming with it soon. But we also can secure message our providers, which is really a nice thing. And I'd say more and more every day, we're getting more and more people that are communicating using secure messaging as an option other than using regular phone or traditional visits. I guess the last thing that I find out of all the patient portals that I'm aware of in the state of Minnesota, MyHealthyVet has one that is so seems more advanced than others. We can actually see, well, I shouldn't say we, I'm not a veteran, but a veteran can actually see their records in real time. So anything that, any records that are available going back from January 1st, 2013 to now is available for patients to see and to pull up. So if they are going to a non-VA care provider or they want to share those records with their family or caregivers, they have the ability to have that right at their fingertips, and I think that's such a valuable option for patients to be able to stay engaged and kind of keep involved in their care.
We're speaking with Laura Carson from the Connected Health Operations at the Minneapolis VA Hospital on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, Laura, I use my Health eVet, but you mentioned a few things there that I'm not sure about. Do you and your associates help explain things to veterans? Do you help show them what's available and how to sign up for it?
So we have volunteers at the main facility that are that do help set patients up with it, with MyHealthyVet out in the main flag atrium, if people are familiar with our area. We also have a connected health office, which is located in our patient library or health and wellness learning center. And we do have computers in there, and we can assist patients with registration and upgrading to a premium account right there in the facility. We also have iPads that we can take out to outreach events or to other areas of the hospital or even facilities. And then, of course, in our outpatient clinics, we do have either a standalone computer or iPads available for patients if they need to register or get their accounts upgraded.
Now, Laura, I know that the Minneapolis VA has been on a semi-lockdown because of the coronavirus. And I also know that from Director Kelly that they're starting to do some other things to open the hospital back up. While it's on partial shutdown, can veterans call in and sign up, and can they call in and get help for how to access other parts of the MyHealth eVet that they might not use now?
Well, we're doing quite the good business with MyHealth eVet these days because in light of the pandemic and the loss of our inpatient traffic, we've had to be able to provide care to our veterans in a different way. And having MyHealth eVet and secure messaging, having our VA Video Connect, which is like a virtual exam room available to our patients. Not only are we in Connected Health been able to use that to get people ready for a video visit with their care provider, but we've also been able to use that video conferencing option through VA Video Connect to be able to get a patient upgraded to a premium account, which is what they need in order to be able to use all features of MyHealthyVet.
Your doctors must just be in love with that ability to use that visual connect because, especially during the coronavirus, you can't always get those veterans into the hospital.
That's very true. And if you think about how important it is to be able to see your patient, not just talk to them on the phone, but to see them and see how they look and their visual cues give the provider a lot of idea of how the patient is handling things. And I find such a great value in having a video visit over just a plain telephone visit for lots of reasons. I mean, there might be a reason to view a patient because there's a part of their body or a rash or something that they really want to look at, or they want to just see if they have swollen legs or that kind of thing. It's not the same as an in-person visit, of course. However, it is a very useful option for people in light of not being able to come in and be seen in regular time now.
Laura, it seems like something good may have come out of this coronavirus because it's forced you to both the veterans and the hospital to use this new technology to stay in touch. And this may be semi-permanent for a lot of those folks.
Well, I'm not sure if it'll be semi-permanent, but I would say that this is going to be an added tool in our toolkit from now on. There should be no reason that for maybe routine visits where an examination is it necessary that we can use a video visit in order to get a patient seen by a provider in a timely manner? We live in Minnesota. We have inclement weather all the time. There are times where patients can't get there because of a snowstorm. But maybe we can do an alternate for a video visit in that time frame that is allowing the patient to still keep connected with what they need and stay on track without having to come to the medical center.
Very good, Laura. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Laura Carson from the Connected Health Operations of Minneapolis VA on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking with Laura Carson, who for the last 4.5 years has overseen the MyHealth eVet Connected Health Operations at the Minneapolis VA Hospital after serving as an RN and taking care of our veterans for many, many years. And Laura, we've been talking about MyHealth eVet and the fact that our veterans can get assistance with the use of MyHealth eVet out at the flag atrium when the hospital's back open, or they can call in and they can get help with that. But we want to move past that a little bit. And I understand that there is a VA mobile app store. What would veterans find at the VA mobile app store?
So the VA mobile app store, you can actually find. There is a link on MyHealthyVet, so it's pretty easy to find. Otherwise, you could go to www.mobile.va.gov, and they can discover quite a few apps that are available. Applications are platforms that can be put on a device, either a computer or a phone, or they can be a web application that can be accessed from a computer or phone. And for instance, in the mobile app store, the VA has a lot of applications that are connect patients in some way, shape, or form to their VA medical record. So for instance, Pain Coach, Mobile Kidney, and the Airborne Hazards and Open Burn Pit Registry, which are very useful for a lot of our veterans, does have some aspect of the patient's medical record that does connect to it. There's also one for prescription refill called RX Refill. That one is available as well. And all of those that provide some kind of connection to a patient's record do require to have a sign-on, and you can use your MyHealthyVet credentials to get into those. There's other apps also that are standalone apps. Those are things that I would consider that they're more for self-management. There is a insomnia coach for people that are maybe have some sleep concerns. There's mindfulness to practice mindfulness or relaxation. There's also a mood coach for people that are trying to track their mood and keep themselves feeling upbeat. And we also have some other really good options out there, like weight management program Move. One is called Move Coach. There's also another app that I think is very, very important to know about. There's one called COVID Coach, and that one can be accessed by anyone, not just a veteran. And I find that this is one of the most well-done apps I've ever seen. There are so many other uses for it just beyond the COVID Coach. So I encourage people to check that out. We also have some apps in the App Store that are really useful, such as the VA Health Chat, VA Online Scheduling, and VA Video Connect, which is what we use for our video visits. So I really, really would like to encourage everybody to check out the VA App Store. Every time I hear somebody say I didn't know there was a mobile App Store, I'm like, oh, you have to check it out. It's pretty cool. And there's actually a lot of apps in there that are for the VA medical professionals that help care for patients. So I encourage people to take a look at that.
So, Laura, when our veterans are home alone, locked down like they have been under coronavirus, you want to send them to mobile.va.gov. And yeah, there's some interesting mobile apps in there they can load on their phone and stay connected with the outside world outside of their home. Sounds like a great thing to do right at this time.
It is.
Laura, I understand that you've got something called the Annie Text Messaging Program. Can you explain that to me?
So we have a text messaging program as well. This is for self-management. Chronic disease self-management is how I would put it. The platform is sends text messages to a person's phone. You need to have a phone that takes text messages, of course. Annie is named after Annie G. Fox, who was our first female Purple Heart recipient and a chief naval nurse in Pearl Harbor. It's an automated text message program that can send out preset messages, that can send out reminders such as to to take medications or to get exercise, or it can send prompts for a person to take their vital signs such as blood pressure, blood sugar, or weight. It can also provide some motivational support and encouragement in grief, anxiety, and stress management. We use Annie at the VA to support people that are going through chemotherapy, to help them kind of monitor their symptoms and treat them treat the symptoms at home or when they need to get care. We also send out colonoscopy instructions to patients using Annie so that patients have those instructions in advance of a procedure that can cause a lot of anxiety. In light of the pandemic, Annie has put out some coronavirus preparation and coping types of messages as well that we can put patients on that will help them kind of keep track of how they're doing and if they have to quarantine. There are also some self-enrollment options in there for Annie called weight management, smoking cessation, and then coping with coronavirus, and you can reach those through the mobile app store as well.
We're speaking with Laura Carson from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center about the VA's Connected Health Operations on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Laura, on this Annie text messaging, for those of us that have exposure to Agent Orange and maybe a little problem with our blood sugar, we could schedule that so it tells me first thing in the morning, check my blood sugar, and maybe a little later take your pills, and maybe a little later take your insulin shot, just kind of a reminder so that you don't forget these things?
Yep, absolutely. You can send reminders. You can actually even track it. A patient could actually go in and put the Annie app on their phone and be able to go in and dig into their own self-reported data so that they have that information. They can pull it up and bring it to the provider if they're keeping track to show them all the values that they've entered.
Sounds like a useful text messaging device. I'm glad to hear about that. Laura, I understand that you have an option for VA Health Chat. Can you explain that to us?
Yep. So VA Health Chat is also found in the VA App Store. VA Health Chat is an option that is available right now to Minneapolis and St. Cloud veterans. They have to receive care. We are piloting it in this area right now. It's a great alternative to speaking on the telephone, especially in a setting where you maybe don't want to have somebody hear your conversation. VA Health Chat can be used for clinical or non-clinical needs, such as having questions about your prescriptions or non-emergency medical needs, or maybe you need some medical advice about whether or not you need to go to the urgent care or not. In some instances, you could be connected to a VA provider who might be able to provide treatment, such as a prescription, which would make it a really nice way to be able to get an evaluation without having to go to the medical center. Now, obviously, that provider would want to make sure that they would make a decision whether or not it would be more appropriate to be seen in person versus handling something in a virtual visit. The VA Health Chat is available through Internet browser of Chrome and Internet Explorer, and you can find more information out about that at the VA Mobile App Store.
So that's www.mobile.va.gov. Laura, I thought we were going to talk today about My Health eVet like we did a few years ago, but we've also now talked about much more in staying connected with the Minneapolis VA. And, of course, we're talking about the mobile apps. We talked about text messaging, talked about health chat, how we can make it easy to stay in touch with the VA and for them to stay in touch and help us. It's been an interesting discussion, Laura. And if our veterans want to learn more about the VA Connected Health options or get signed up for one of them, how do they get connected to you?
So right now, because of the pandemic, I would say just call our Connected Health office. They can either call the main medical center and ask for Connected Health, or they can call 2-612-467-5636, and we can talk them through any of these options that I mentioned today and talk them through any of the other things that we have available. I just want to say that once we open back up, we do have our Health and Wellness Learning Center where we have computers, and we do plan on teaching computer classes, and we always help a person with any technology they bring in if we can help them. We try really hard. If they need to put one of the apps on their phone, or they need to be able to recover a user ID or password, we're always there and available for them. And right now, since we're doing it over the phone and virtually through VVC, we'll still continue to do that service. It's just be on a one-to-one basis. But if they want to come into the medical center, once we start to open up back up, we would welcome with open arms.
So if our listeners want to call in, they call the Minneapolis VA Medical Center and ask for Connected Health. Laura, I want to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio today.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed being here today, Tom.
Keep up the good work, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Tom. I hope to see you here. We'll help you, teach you about My Healthy Vet.
I need all the help I can get. Thanks, Laura. That was Laura Carson from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. When we come back, we're going to talk about helping veterans find employment. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to learn how our veterans can get help if they're in need of employment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Today, I want to spend a few moments recognizing Father's Day across Minnesota. These dads might be veterans, they might be currently serving, returning home from deployment, or they may have suffered the loss of their own son or daughter in the service to this country. Whatever your situation, I want to thank you for the role that you have played in the lives of our children and our families across Minnesota. Actions speak volumes about love and commitment, and simply being there sets the example and grounds our children. This Father's Day, I encourage dads to spend time instilling the importance of service and volunteering to the community, to those in need, and to this country. This is a time to demonstrate to our children the power of serving others. Not only does it help our children grow and develop into generous and caring adults, it gives back. On behalf of everyone here at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the 327,000 veterans across this great state, best wishes for a wonderful and meaningful day of celebration and fun on Father's Day.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Today, we're going to learn about veterans programs at the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, also known as DEED. And joining us to talk about that is Ray Duha, Veterans Employment Program Director, and Barry Platt, Veterans Employment Program Field Operations Manager. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate being here. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
Ray, I want to start with you. I understand you served in the Navy, and if that wasn't enough, you were deployed a few times, and now you're taking over from an old friend of ours, Jim Finley, and you've got big shoes to fill.
You bet, Tom. Jim Finley is an awesome Army veteran. He was my mentor and trained me and did a yeoman's work to prepare me to take over. Like you said, big shoes to fill. I'm prepared. I'm ready to take on. I used to work for Mickey Mouse in Florida, and one day after 9/11, I decided it's time to serve. The nation was under attack, and I decided to enlist. So I went to Tampa BAPS. I was attached to a helicopter anti-submarine combat search and rescue squadron. Completed 3 deployments, Southeast Asia, Middle East. Also took part in a tsunami humanitarian effort in Southeast Asia. I was also part of Afghanistan Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Operation Freedom. We supported the efforts through the Third Fleet, and I was stationed in North Island, San Diego, a beautiful town.
Very good, sir. And Barry, I understand you're a combat veteran and served in the United States Army.
Yes, Tom. First of all, thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you guys today. But yeah, I was in the active Army for about 5 years. First of all, stationed at lovely Fort Carson, Colorado. And after that, received orders to go to Germany. And during my stint in the Army, I was actually an Army photographer, so I got to do a lot of fun things, obviously. Documentation of field exercises and ceremonial events, working a lot with public affairs, things of that nature. But while in Germany, I was part of 7th Corps, and we were deployed to Operation Desert Shield. And obviously later that turned into Operation Desert Storm, and our mission was to document the ground war. So we had a team of photographers and videographers that were attached to frontline units. And, of course, back in those days, there was nothing digital. It was all the old film and old camera bodies and films, so we'd have to process the film and make prints and get back to the intelligence for briefings on how the war was going. So it was a very, a very good time for me to serve, and I really enjoyed it. But I'm very happy to be continually serving veterans even today.
Thanks, Barry. We're talking to Ray Duha and Barry Platt from DEED, the Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development, about veterans programs. And Ray, we've had Jim Finley on the show many times over the last 10 years, and we were always talking about veterans programs and how DEED does so much to work with other agencies to help our veterans. And last week we heard from Dave Bellify over at the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs, and he was encouraging our veterans, our service members, to connect with your teams at their local Minnesota Career Force Center. Can you tell us about how that works?
Thanks, Tom. First off, let me say that Dave Bellify, Brad Lindsay, and Commissioner Herkey are just tremendous partners, strong allies. We appreciate all their hard work and what they do for the Minnesota veterans. And by the way, before I go into that, addressing your question, Dave mentioned that a Navy guy at MDVA, which is Dave, talked about Rick Martigan, another Navy guy at DLI, but did not mention this Navy guy at DEED. So I thought I'd call out Dave on that.
All right, now you sailors got to settle down now. Let's talk about helping veterans and, you know, what happens at the Minnesota Career Force Center. I've got to have special rules for these sailors when they're on the show. Let's go, guys.
I appreciate all those sailors and what they do in an Army-heavy state. So DEED, Veterans Employment Program, we're funded by U.S. Department of Labor, Veterans Employment and Training Service. Our grant is called Jobs for Veterans State Grant. It is a staffing grant only. It provides employment and training services from specifically trained staff to eligible U.S. military veterans. We have two kinds of staff, disabled veterans outreach program reps. Basically, they work one-on-one, shoulder-to-shoulder with veterans who are experiencing significant barriers to employment. They provide intensive employment services, and they help military transition into the civilian world by capitalizing on skill sets. Also, local veterans employment reps, LVERs, they're the business side of the house. They reach out to businesses to develop job opportunities for veterans. They provide assistance and guidance to career force staff. LVERs really build strong and sustainable relationships with businesses to promote the value veterans bring to business. Hiring veterans is not goodwill. It is good business. And Jim has been saying that for years. I'm sure you heard it. We do encourage our veterans to visit our website, www.careerforcemn.com/veterans-resources. Again, www.careerforcemn.com/veterans-resources. Our locations right now are closed because of COVID-19. We have a plan to open up very soon once we get the clearance from the governor and Minnesota management and budget. But we do encourage our veterans to go and visit the nearest Career Force location. When you go to our website, you'll see the locations there. We do help our veterans, transitioning service members, military spouses and their families. And by the way, veterans and service members receive priority service in all Career Force locations. Our team is still providing full services virtually. We're connected via the internet, and we have phones, and we can connect with services with veterans to provide them services and assist them in many ways. Veterans find suitable employment right now in this difficult time. There are businesses who are hiring, so we do ask our veterans to do reach out to us, go to our website, and then as soon as we get a call, we'll open up our locations, and we'll be happy to provide one-on-one in-person services.
Thanks, Ray. Barry, I want to come to you, the Army side of the house here. We've only got about a minute left, so I'm going to ask you to stay brief. Because of the coronavirus, sure, we've got a lot of veterans unemployed. Do we know how many there are out there?
Yeah, there were, as of between March 16th and June 6th, Tom, there were 51,679 unemployment insurance claims filed by veterans in the state of Minnesota. Incidentally, it made up 6.8% of the state's total of 755,000, over 755,000 UI claims during that period of time. So between March and April, the unemployment rate jumped from 4.1% in March and April, it jumped to 11.7%. So a very significant jump during that time period.
You guys have got your work cut out for you. Now you got to get all those veterans back to work.
Yes, we do. And a strong message there is, even though these are tough times, everybody's working virtually, that we've had great success working with veterans that are job seekers. And there truly are career employment opportunities out there. And we're very anxious. We just want to get the message out. And that's why we really appreciate teaming up with you today to help us with that. In that, you know, if there's veteran job seekers out there, Tom, please visit your local Career Force Center even now with the virtual services that we are rendering. And we're happy to help. And we've received, you know, a lot of employer requisitions or questions about how can we hire veterans even during these tough times. So,
thanks, Barry. Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the DEEDS programs to help our veterans. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking about veterans programs at the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, also known as DEED, with Ray Duha and Barry Platt. And Ray, I want to come to you. We talked a little bit. We had Dave Bellify from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on the show last week. And I know there's many other agencies that you work closely with. Can you tell us about those agencies and how you all work together to help veterans find jobs and help employers find good veterans to work for them?
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, we realized a long time ago that we could not do this alone. So we have developed over the years strong relationships with Yellow Ribbon Companies, MACV, Veterans Affairs, and other partners. We have an active memorandum of understanding with Federal VA to provide services to Chapter 31 disabled vets. Also, with MACV, we were co-enrolling since 2016. We're actually joining forces to serve homeless veterans. As far as Yellow Ribbon Company, they play a tremendous role in our state. They're providing unwavering support for our military veterans and families through their robust employee resources groups. These companies, who are Yellow Ribbon, are leading the way in diversity and inclusion. These Yellow Ribbon companies work closely with our vet reps, local veterans employment reps, to create opportunities for veterans, and also they participate in job fairs and hiring events.
Very good. So that means you're working closely with Annette Kuiper, who has developed the network of Yellow Ribbon companies, a terrific group of companies here in Minnesota. And I'm sure you're reaching out to them as often as you can to find out who's hiring and what kind of skills that they're looking for. And so you can gather all that information and have it available for our veterans when they come to you.
Yes, indeed, Tom. Annette Kuiper is a superstar. She's been from day one very supportive, and she kept us abreast of what's going on and connected us with all the businesses that are Yellow Ribbon. And we were able to achieve great results by working with them and expediting hiring the veterans in our community.
Very good. Barry, I want to come to you. Are there any upcoming employment events for our veterans and service members who are seeking employment?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. There sure are. We've got a couple of events coming up in the very near future. First of all, we're planning on the first virtual Veterans Resource Fair. It's going to be held July 16th from 1 to 3 p.m. And keep an eye out for some promotional items coming through social media. We'll keep everybody abreast on how to sign up and register for that event. Basically, it's similar to a MACV stand down, but it's going to be virtual. And this one's going to be statewide, so we're really excited about that. It includes many of the partners that we have a very close relationship with, such as MNDVA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, the CVSOs, all the relationships that Ray was talking about just a little bit ago. And so we're so excited about that one. In addition to that, we're starting to host virtual job clubs through the Career Force locations, and we have a person dedicated to hosting veteran job clubs. So this is exciting in the fact that we're going to be inviting employers to join us to help many of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon employers that we were talking about just a little bit ago as well, to join us in helping with resume reviews, interviewing tips, and that can be done in the virtual world. So that's going to be a really good event, too. The last thing I want to mention real quick is the upcoming annual Veterans Career Fair, the one that we always have in person. And that's been postponed. It's been bumped back. It's going to be held actually November 10th, Veterans Day. So it's going to be very exciting. And we hope, of course, you know, to remain, keep our ears glued to what's going on with the economy and with the COVID. That may be subject to change, but right now it's slated for Veterans Day, November 10th. So we're really excited about these all events and recommend that any veteran job seeker, even if they currently are employed, if they're looking for something a little better, we're so happy to spend time and talk to them to see if they can improve their career.
And very quickly for our listeners, if they want to get more information on where they can find all of that stuff you were just talking about, where do they go?
Ray, you got the website, right?
Yep. Just go to our website, www.careerforcemn.com/veterans-resources.
CareerForceMN.com. Very good. Ray, we just got about a minute left, but there's a lot of coming and going in the Minnesota National Guard. We've got the 34th ECAB coming back from the Middle East. We've got soldiers going out to Africa. We've got the NTC. When our soldiers and airmen get back from their deployments and they're looking for jobs, you're also paying attention and working on that too as well, right?
Yes, we are. We're closely connected with National Guard and our military affairs, and we're tracking. We're ready to be providing services to do reintegration. As you know, we also participate in demobs, and we do go to Texas and receive to greet our service members coming back. But we're prepared. We're ready to go. We just need to connect with those service members when they arrive to town.
Ray, if you're running short of people, just tell Jim Finley to get back on the plane and get down there. He's probably needs something to do now anyway in his retirement. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having us, Tom. We really appreciate it.
Great, guys. I look forward to talking to you again soon. That was Ray Duha and Barry Platt on veterans programs with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Joining me now is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Brian Soper. Sergeant Major, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, thanks, Tom. How are you doing today?
Sergeant Major, we're hanging in there, doing well. I want to ask you, a lot of our soldiers and airmen were called up to state active duty during the recent unrest, and my guess is you and the Adjutant General didn't get a whole lot of sleep.
No, that was a very trying and unique time in our, you know, state's history. And for me, I think maybe average 3 to 4 hours, if that, a night, at least at the beginning, getting as far as getting sleep goes. But yeah, it was very it was a very unique experience, and hopefully one we don't ever repeat.
And Sergeant Major, from my viewpoint, that thing escalated quickly. You started with a few hundred soldiers and airmen and went up to over 7,000 is what I hear. And not just soldiers, but soldiers and airmen. You had every able-bodied man and woman out there.
It was, once the government said, once the governor said full mobilization, you know, we were reacting to what the mission sets were. And once the governor said full mobilization, you know, that was full mobilization. And I think we reached 7,200 soldiers and airmen before the situation kind of settled down. We were able to demobilize. So yeah, it was very unique. Some very interesting stories. You know, any soldier or airman that you ask, like the Adjutant General likes to do, is, where were you when you received the call, and what were you doing? And, the answers are so varied. As an example, we had one of our readiness NCOs up in Cloquet. He's retiring this year, and he'd actually turned in all of his equipment to our central issuing facility and had 8 days left before he went on terminal leave. But when he heard that his unit was being mobilized for state active duty, he went back, redrew his equipment, and showed up for the mobilization.
There's a good man. Did a good job, didn't he?
Absolutely. You know, and there's more stories like that. You know, I bumped into another soldier that had like 10 days left, and it was the same thing where he showed up. He was a traditional guardsman, but he was 8 or 10 days from 20 years in the guard, and he showed up just to be part of it with his soldiers as well.
Well, Sergeant Major, how'd they feel about going on active duty to protect property and protect our citizens? And you know, a lot of the people that they were out there dealing with that were peacefully demonstrating, those are friends and neighbors.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's one of the great things about being in the Guard is that we are from the community. You know, we live here, we work here, and, you know, we are your neighbors. So when that came about, you know, we were the perfect solution to kind of create that space between those that wanted to, you know, cause trouble versus the ones that wanted to peacefully demonstrate and exercise their First Amendment rights. So it was a great mission set for our soldiers. They were a lot of pride. And actually, you bringing that up, we had 18 soldiers over that period of time that decided to extend into the Minnesota National Guard. So, I mean, you would think, you know, that just kind of goes, I guess, to tell you, you know, the amount of pride and the mission that they were part of and, you know, what they were able to do for their community.
Very good, sir. All reports, it looked like it was a great state call-up, and your soldiers and airmen did a great job. We just got about a minute left, Sergeant Major, but we've got another one of your units that's deploying to Africa soon, and we've got some great community support with serving our troops coming up.
Absolutely. You know, again, you know, just as amazing the level of support with our Yellow Ribbon community and in serving our troops and what they continue to do for us and our soldiers and airmen. This weekend at Camp Ripley, they'll be having a deployment ceremony for two of the 135. And as part of that, you know, with COVID, you know, we unfortunately are not able to have the families be there because the soldiers are actually in quarantine right now prior to their going down to their mobilization site. So what's been done is between Mancini's and the Canadian Honker, they've provided essentially grill packs for the families to be able to pick up, and then they're going to virtually be able to be a part of this deployment ceremony and, you know, grill steaks while their loved ones are at Camp Ripley doing, you know, the same with serving our troops. So, again, incredible organization, incredible support, and you know, I can't say enough about them either when they're here in, you know, stateside or when they come over to either Kuwait, you know, Iraq, maybe Horn of Africa. Just an incredible organization.
Sergeant Major, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate being on.
That was Command Sergeant Major Brian Soper, the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. We'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. Laura Carson from the Minneapolis VA Hospital, Ray Duha and Barry Platt from DEED, Command Sergeant Major Brian Soper, Commissioner Larry Herkey, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we hear from the commander of Minnesota's 1st Brigade Red Bulls about their upcoming missions and get an update from the commander's task force. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.